Good day, and blessings in Jesus' name to you all. Today's Daily Bread comes from the book of Ruth, chapter 2, verses 14 through 23. And it reads, "Now Boaz said to her at mealtime, 'Come here and eat of the bread, and dip your piece of bread in the vinegar.' So she sat beside the reapers, and he passed parched grain to her. And she ate and was satisfied, and kept some back. And when she rose up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, 'Let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not reproach her. And let grain from the bundles fall purposefully for her. Leave it, that she may glean, and do not rebuke her.' So she gleaned in the field until evening, and beat out what she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. Then she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. So she brought out and gave to her what she had kept back after she had been satisfied. And her mother-in-law said to her, 'Where have you gleaned today? And where did you work? Blessed be the one who took notice of you.' So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said, 'The man's name with whom I work today is Boaz.' Then Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, 'Blessed be he of the Lord who has not forsaken his kindness to the living and the dead.' And Naomi said to her, 'This man is a relation of ours, one of our close relatives. Ruth, the Moabitess, said, "He also said to me, "You shall stay close by my young men until they have finished all my harvest." And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young women, that the people do not meet you in any other field." So she stayed close by the young women of Boaz to glean until the end of barley harvest and wheat harvest, and she dwelt with her mother-in-law. Amen for the word. So let's go back here and let's talk about some things that Naomi says. She said, "Where have you gleaned today?" And Ruth told her, and then Naomi said, "Blessed is the one who took notice of you. Blessed is the one who took notice of you." And then as the more they talk, and then she said, "Blessed be he of the Lord. Blessed be he of the Lord." And then she says, "Oh, hey, this man is a relation. We're related." Now, how about that? Look at how the Lord brings things together. Why? God's glory is going to come from this. God's glory will come from this. He puts us in places. He puts people around us. He paves a way for us. We just need the faith to believe and trust in him. Although we may feel foreign, it may feel foreign to us. It's not foreign to the living God because he knows everything. And again, just because it's unknown to us doesn't mean it's unknown to him, for he knows all. Walk safely, walk upright, walk with faith today. In the name of Jesus, Pastor Tyron, signing off.